God could have conceivably made a better world than what he did, but not even Almighty God himself could have made a better mother. And that's exactly what we mean by the doctrine of the Immaculate Conception. No sin whatsoever. When Mary's existence began in the cathedral of the womb of her mother, Saint Anne, there was no transmission of the sin of Adam and Eve. And when God made her that way, God could not possibly have given her anything more. Not that she was not redeemed. Oh, she was redeemed. But the fruits of the redemption from the cross were applied to her soul ahead of time by a very special loving benevolence on the part of our God. Say you had the choice of choosing your own mother. I am sure that you would have chosen the mother that God gave you. But say your mother, like mine, had a first stroke on Pentecost Sunday, 1961, a second stroke in the summer of 1962. Say she died August the 11th, 1962. Wouldn't you, if it were in your power to do it, wouldn't you have preserved her from that? And here was God who could do all this for his mother. Do you think he would do any less for his mother than you and I would do for our mothers? That's the argumentation Blessed John Duns Scotus came up with, the great Franciscan philosopher, in defending the doctrine of the Immaculate Conception, when even the great mind of Thomas Aquinas was kind of in doubt about this whole thing. And little John Duns Scotus crystallized the argumentation with three words: potuit, decuit, ergo facit. God could do this for his mother. It was becoming that he do it. He did it. 16 and a half years later, God was ready to become man. That was a most memorable occasion, and we commemorate that three times a day in our beautiful tradition when we pray the Angelus. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived. She became pregnant, not by Saint Joseph. She became pregnant by the Holy Spirit. And then Mary's response: behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word. And then the greatest line ever composed in human language: and the word was made flesh. The word is the second person of the Blessed Trinity, God the Son. And God became man, and he stays man for all eternity. That's why we should all learn to pray the Angelus. Usually put three Hail Marys in between those little phases there. But it commemorates the highest compliment ever paid the human race: the wedding of divinity with humanity, when our God became one of us to stay with us forever. And it's at the right hand of the Father that he's taken our human soul and our human body in the personality of Jesus Christ. Only because that little maid had said yes to God. And every single thing Jesus inherited in a human way came to him through Mary, his mother. Every ounce of his little body, Mary gave him. It was her blood that nourished him through the 9 months of that period of gestation under her heart. And did you ever stop to think what Christ would have had without his mother? Without Mary, Jesus would never have had eyes to see the multitudes hungry in the desert. Without Mary, Jesus would never have had ears to hear the pleadings of that lame man from Jericho, or hands to bless the children with, or feet to seek the lost sheep, or a back to be scourged black and blue and bloody at a pillar, or a shoulder to carry across to Calvary, or limbs to be nailed to the cross through the median nerve, because Jesus was bone of her bone, flesh of her flesh. Yes, that little heart of his beat against hers for 9 whole months. And during those 9 months, not even all the angels in heaven could have made Jesus so happy as Mary, his mother. Her body, during those 9 months, was the natural Eucharist, the natural Holy Communion in which God shared communion with human life, thus preparing for that later Eucharist when God himself would share himself with us in Holy Communion. You and I could never speak in terms of eating and drinking the flesh and blood of the Son of God had it not been for Mary, who channeled that human soul and that human body to him for us to eat and to drink. Hence the title she also carries so beautifully, Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament.